All right, welcome to 2023. We're excited to kick off a year of podcasting with the Career Bound team here. Today, Mitchell and I were having a conversation earlier this week, you know, talking about kind of future ideas for program experience and praxis and whatnot. And we kind of started with the first principles question of, hey, if you were, you know, 18 years old and you were restarting your career in life, like what would you do? Knowing what you know now, essentially, and kind of reverse engineer the career development, personal growth kind of trajectory that he and I would both want for ourselves. So, Mitchell, kick us off, man. What when you start to think about that big question, like what are the first things that come to mind for you?
Yeah, one of the things that comes to mind immediately is one. I mean, it's kind of a loaded question. It's like, obviously, if I know everything I know now, even if I knew how to do the things I know how to do now, starting at 18, one of the initial hurdles would still be like, I would still have to go out and build a track record of experience in order to convince other people that I knew how to do the things that I said I could. So like, I'll put that to the shelf, just on the shelf, just to take the inquiry seriously. But, when I think about the average 18-year-old, and where I even was at points early in my journey, like one of the first things I would try and aim for is clarity. When I was coming out of high school, I had an intense level of clarity. I felt like I knew exactly what I wanted to do. One of the challenges, though, was
coming out of high school,
I had this very like crystal clear vision. I wanted to be a pediatric neurosurgeon, which is like a crazy, like hyper specific thing. The problem was I had never really challenged this assumption. I had fixated on this like prestigious sounding career path and thing, like this path through medical school, this path through getting into prestigious colleges. And I don't think that it was a small part an interest of my own. But even more so than the interest, it was this like response to the pressure of prestige, of like prestige seeking as a young adult. It wasn't like I didn't really have clarity because I didn't have a lot of context about what else was out there. I was fixated on sort of this goal that at the time, I mean, that goal led me to do a lot of things that I think were valuable at that stage of my life. But if I was 18 again, I think that one of the things that I didn't give myself enough of an opportunity to do was like go out and try enough things and gain like enough context about all these different things I could spend my time and energy on that might be a better fit for sort of my natural, you know, personality type, my natural interests, and just things that were like longer term interests for me and interests that were a byproduct of my own. Sort of my own disposition, my own interests, as opposed to like me choosing a path that was sort of what I think was like the byproduct of like felt expectations from other people, whether they were real or not. So clarity is one of the first things.
Jump in real quick. I think what you're talking about so far is actually really important. Like, I think it's very common. Pretty much everyone has this experience, like kind of transitioning from, you know, late teen high school years into what is, you know, typically the normal post high school plan of go to college and figure out what you want to do with your life. I think the big thing that we have in common is we would both want to give our 18-year-old selves the permission to not like have to figure out the exact plan right away and be like, hey, one of my goals is I want to figure out what I'm good at, what I like to do, you know, how can I, you know, earn a living over time that makes sense for me? How do I figure out the career? Like just kind of being career exploratory discovery mode is a big one. And then I also think that will kind of overlap with other things as well, but can continue. Just want to point that out. Like a big one is like giving ourselves permission to kind of experiment, explore with different, you know, skills we can develop, different types of work, different ways to, you know, make money, earn a living, have different life experiences, et cetera.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a big one. I think, I mean, so many people feel that pressure to feel like you have to have it all figured out, or to feel like you've got to go all in on this one thing, even if you're not, like, internally, you're not really sure that's the thing. But out of sort of this sense of felt pressure to have a plan that you can communicate to the world around you, that you have it figured out. Because I think this was one of the things I struggled with at 18 is, I think I knew I had doubts about this stated goal that I was working towards in the real world. And I was terrified about not having a plan and being caught in a situation where people would ask me, you know, what are you doing? What are you studying in school? What do you know? And not having a plan, not having this destination. And so I think that I ended up wasting, you know, a fair bit amount of time, like, wrestling with that sort of insecurity of not having clarity. And I think that, like, a more productive way would have been like, okay, I'm going to just try some stuff and not feeling this like intense pressure. And I think the pressure, the fact that like so many young adults feel this ridiculous pressure to have their entire lives figured out is just ridiculous, because I mean, you ask, it's just not how it works. I don't think the average person, you know, even at age 30 or 40 has it all figured out. And I think that like a more appropriate way is like, just to recognize like your career is this like continuous evolving process. Your interests are going to evolve over time. And, like, giving yourself permission to just go pursue the things you're interested in at that season of your life, as far as you can until you find something else. I don't think that you have to, like, I think that that doesn't necessarily have to mean go enroll in college and declare a major in that specific thing. Like, you can read books, you can go have conversations with people that are, you know, they're working in those ideas in the real world. I think that separate from pursuing your interests, though, is like, I wish I would have, I've worked even more. You know, I got plenty of work experience in my teens and even throughout college. But I wish that it would have been a bigger point of personal pride for me to be independent, to be financially independent, to be standing on my own two feet. I don't think that I felt the pressure to go do that until I was out of college. And that's part of, you know, my beef with college, when I think back to like that time in my life, is I felt like going to college allowed me to delay an important milestone in figuring things out for yourself, which is like, it's not just about getting more context and like trying to find your career path. There's a wild difference in sort of the mental clarity you have at 18 to 22, or like you can afford yourself. If you're being subsidized by your parents or by scholarships or whatever, versus like you having to face the music of like, I do have to pay my own bills. I do have to pay my rent. I do have to like eat. And like, in order to do that, I have to go earn money, and I have to wrestle with sort of like the hurdles that exist in the real world while I'm trying to figure out these bigger pictures, instead of like trying to figure those out in an insulated manner where you're like in school and you're not really like in the real world. So I think that's part of it too, is like actually taking more pride in being financially independent and being like standing up on my own two feet is another one.
So when we were talking earlier in the week, we talked a lot about like setting ourselves up to have optionality down the road. So that ties into like one, prioritizing like personal independence, financial independence. Like, I really like the idea of, okay, if I was graduating high school, you know, this upcoming year, I would love to be in the position, knowing what I know now, to be like, hey, I'm not even thinking about anything beyond the next year. And for the next year, I'm going to push myself and challenge myself to like, I'm going to work, you know, roughly a full-time job, to like kind of give myself the confidence to prove to myself like, hey, I can work, you know, a 40-hour work week and be valuable to some kind of business and gain financial independence that way. And, you know, if somebody leans more entrepreneurial and, you know, they have different preferences with like, I don't want to just work for the man. I want to go like, you know, figure things out for myself, et cetera. Like that's great. I think you can adjust kind of your personal preferences based on that. Like, you know, hey, I want to hold down a part-time job. I also want to explore, you know, how I can, you know, I want to challenge myself to try to make, you know, get to the point where I'm making $1,000 a month on my own kind of like personal projects, personal endeavors outside of just being an employee for someone. But my big thing is I kind of see these categories of kind of like professional and personal development. And at 18, I would kind of start to organize, you know, my life and my goals for the, at least for the first 1 to 3 years around these things. So it's like career is one category. And under that category is like, how do I just figure out what I actually want to do and what I'm good at, et cetera. And that's both like, there's elements of like, what can you do in the short term to figure those things out? But also how can you set yourself up, you know, to be like, I like the idea of if you're 18, you want to have like career clarity by, you know, 23. And it's like, all right, I have 5 years to run different kinds of experiments to help me figure out like what I think I want to do long term. And if you find out in 2 years, you know, down the road, like, hey, actually what you want to do requires more, you know, formal education, you know, certain, you know, credentials, et cetera. Now you know that, but that's clarity you didn't have at 18. And, you know, I think going back to your point, like, I think most young people are kind of forced into at least proving to other people that they do have clarity of some kind. So that's why like college is a very easy thing to be like, well, yeah, I'm graduated high school and now I'm going to college. And essentially, you know, you're delaying having to answer that question more specifically, or in, you know, cases like people like yourself who, you know, felt the pressure and need to tell a even more like specific story of I'm going to become, you know, a doctor, or I'm going to become a lawyer, et cetera. You know, you're kind of just fooling yourself that that's what you want to do. But anyway, career is one category, I would say. Personal finance is another category. How can I achieve, you know, kind of that initial financial independence? So, which pretty much includes like saving up enough money so you can move out of your parents' house, you can afford rent, you can afford, you know, your basic needs and everything. And, you know, again, I think you can be really flexible with this. Like if you're more kind of ambitious on this front, if it's really important to you, like I want to achieve that financial independence as quickly as possible. You know, you're more likely to give yourself like a 6 to 12 month timeline to do that. Like, hey, a year from now, I'm out of my parents' house. I'm living on my own. I'm living with roommates, et cetera. Other people, maybe it's like, hey, I don't feel quite the same pressure to do that as, you know, on a quick enough time, you know, as a quick as timeline as a year, but you know, you give yourself, you know, a couple of years or et cetera. And then I would say like looking at this more broadly from a kind of personal development perspective, knowing what I know now, I'd be like, it's actually really important for me to figure out how I can like have a active, healthy social life outside the context of being in school. Yeah. And, you know, in high school, your friends are just, you know, based on who you live nearby and who you go to classes with and who you met along the way, et cetera. Once you're out of school, like that's obviously a big point of going to college is continuing that kind of like school social experience that, you know, school kind of provides and everything. And then I would say like health. Like I think it took me a while to really, you know, dial in some like longer term, you know, health habits, et cetera. Like, you know, growing up, I played sports all the time. So I was just burning calories left and right, never had to think about what I was eating, et cetera. But I would definitely make it a point of like, hey, I want to, you know, establish good, you know, exercise habits. I want to learn about, you know, physical health, nutrition, et cetera. That would be something I would prioritize, you know, starting at 18 and going forward and everything. So I want to interject because I do want to get into more specifics on like, what would you and I specifically do? But just as a starting point, I would say like, I would kind of give myself like, hey, here are the different categories that I actually want to intentionally focus on. And then like, whether it's on a 3-month basis or a yearly basis, like kind of figure out like, all right, what are your goals? What do you want to prioritize?
Yeah. Here's one of the things that I think, I think sometimes the advice that we give can be misconstrued when we talk about like optionality and career discovery and experimenting. I think that sometimes people can react to that advice and be like, well, it's this aversion to commitment. This aversion to committing to a specific plan for your life and career. And I think that that's a challenge that people have when they think about like breaking from the traditional path of like picking a major, locking into it is like this much more wayward approach. And that's definitely not what I advocate. I think that at 18 to 22, or if you're lacking clarity, like one of the most valuable things you can do is sell out toward one plan. Toward one metric you're aiming for. That metric could be, I want financial freedom. I think that there are some specific things that I would do at age 16, 17, 18 through 22 if that was the thing that was most important first. And I think from financial independence comes like career optionality, the ability to like make riskier bets towards pursuing career clarity. I think another thing at age 18 you could be aiming for is just context. I want to sell out on figuring out what's out there. And so I'm going to go collect as many meaningful experiments about, you know, different options that I could pursue. I'm going to collect these valuable experiences and what I'm doing is learning. I'm selling out on my own education, on my own skill development, on my own story. I think there's another path, like you could sell out on deep experience, even if you're not sure that that's what you want to do longer term. I think that if you're 18 and you spend age 18 through 22, gain 4 to 5 years experience doing, you know, at one company or one business, even if it's not like your something formal career job.
Longer term.
Yeah. It could career. Be like working at a grocery store or a restaurant or something like that. But like over that course of 5 years, here's what you do. You go, you get several raises or promotions. You have this clear path. You earn a lot of responsibility. And outside of work, you're pursuing your interests. You are being smart with your money and you're building like a higher floor for you to jump off. I think people look at that and they're like, I don't want to spend 5 years not working towards something bigger. And it's like, this could be a critical step in that journey right now. While you don't know what you want to do, like do the best that you can in the environment you're in. And that doesn't mean you stop playing with ideas outside of work. You stop being productive outside of work. But I think like more important than having it all figured out, you need to sell out on one thing. Because when you look at like the farther along you go in your journey, the less clarity you have, or the less of like serious momentum you've built, like the less serious you're going to be taken, especially on the job market. Like if you look at somebody that's in their mid to late 20s and you see, I job hopped. I don't really have any kind of evidence that I've built for myself about like deeply pursuing any one interest. By age 25, 26, you look commitment averse. That's something that people are looking at your track record and they're like, this isn't a serious person. This is a riskier hire. And I think that even if you aren't really happy, you know, in those first couple jobs or the first job you get out of high school, if you don't have a plan, like the best thing you can do is build really strong evidence for yourself that can help you later on while you're still working towards clarity. And again, like there are different metrics you can aim for. Like I think that's different advice than if your goal is like financial independence by age 23. I think there's like the specific things I would tell you is like, live as cheaply as you can for as long as you can and save as much of your money as you can. Like that's the obvious thing. Like that doesn't mean you have to go move out of your parents' house at age, you know, on your 18th birthday. Like, if your parents are nice people and like are comfortable, you know, subsidizing your existence until the fall after graduation of high school, like, take them up on that and save extra money and then go like get a roommate and live cheaply and take as many hours as you can while you're still in high school and once you graduate, and like save as much money until you have a big enough nest egg that then you can go, you can afford to like move across the country for an unpaid internship that's really exciting to you. You can afford to like take those riskier bets on clarity or figuring your thing out. And so I think that, you know, it doesn't really matter which metric, if you will, you're choosing. Like, pick one thing to sell out on at age 18 and like go all in on that for a couple of years first. If you feel like you don't have a plan, like just pick one goal that you want to make progress toward.
Yeah. And I still think it's not, I don't think what we're saying is like, you have to commit to one thing for the next, you know, 4 years as your replacement for probably going to college, but
yeah,
be intentional about what you're focusing on at any given time. Don't just kind of float. I think, you know, what you just mentioned about like, hey, put yourself in a position where if you had the opportunity, you know, had a really cool internship, unpaid internship opportunity that required you to move across the country for 3 months, et cetera. Like, that's the kind of thing you want to be in a position to take advantage of, you know, depending on what your interests are, what you're trying to do. Like, I think I would totally encourage people to be like, hey, go, you know, let's say you didn't have a lot of money saved up coming out of high school, you know, from jobs that you had there. It's like, for the first year, like, go work, go save money, do what you got to do to like, you know, live at your parents' house for another year if they're willing to, you know, allow you to do that, et cetera. You know, of course, like, looking back now, it'd be so fun if I was working a full-time job and then I was still able to like meet new people, hang out with, you know, some of my high school friends that stayed local. Like, you still don't have that much, you know, like true adult responsibilities at that point. You can still have, you know, a fulfilling kind of fun, you know, 18, 19 year old kind of social life and everything. Like, we're not saying like you have, like at 18 years old, you have to treat yourself like you're 40 years old or something like that. But
yeah,
I like the idea of, hey, like for the first 2 years, I'm going to, you know, stay a little bit more on the frugal side. I'm going to, you know, have some kind of like intentional personal education going on. I would totally tell myself like, hey, it is important to invest in kind of like your intellectual curiosity now that Absolutely. You're out of school. And I think even 18-year-old me would be really excited about the idea of like, hey, I get to learn, but I'm learning on my own terms, et cetera. Like what we talk about all the time is you can kind of infuse your like career discovery process into your education. So if you think you're interested in a particular career field, you know, hey, you know, a couple of people that, you know, kind of built, you know, interesting, cool careers in real estate industry, like, you know, start downloading common real estate podcasts, get some books, like make it an intentional
build
plan
your own curriculum.
About that
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, exactly. Build your own curriculum. And then, hey, you do that for 2 years, like you're working full time. You have a kind of self-guided curriculum that you've built for yourself. And at 20, you say like, okay, I've had some really good experience. I've built a lot of confidence that way. I have, you know, 15, 20, 25K saved up. Now, like, if you want to, like, go take a year to travel. Go have experiences that don't necessarily tie into this, like, exact long-term plan for you to be successful. Like, I think it's really important to have, you know, live a full life, you know, at a young age and kind of, like, make that a priority. Like, whatever living a full life means to you, like, that should be a priority throughout your life. If that means like I'm doing meaningful work that goes beyond, you know, my ability to make money, like, you should be prioritizing how do I figure out like how I can, you know, land an unpaid opportunity to go into this business that, you know, I think is, you know, particularly impactful, etc. If, you know, living a full life means like, hey, I want to intentionally spend time in other parts of the world. I want to travel. I want to have that kind of personal experience where I'm putting myself in uncomfortable positions and I have to kind of, you know, just kind of like learn and grow and figure things out for myself. I think that's hugely impressive. Like if you have, let's just say like every year from 18 to 22, 23, you have a totally different life experience year over year, but coming out at 22, 23, and just in terms of your professional track record, if you did that very intentionally, it's like, hey, I traveled for a year, you know, I worked, you know, at a grocery store for a year, then I worked at a real estate office as a front desk slash like personal assistant to the business owner. You know, I moved out to, you know, I moved across the country to go work for this other company. You know, I took 6 months off to go, you know, hang out with my friends that were, you know, living in a different city, whatever it is. Like, that's the kind of person that would stand out to me as like, hey, like they are intentionally building the life that they want. And in terms of their employability, their hireability, my belief that they can create value like in a company that I'm running that they want to work for, it would be tremendously high.
Yeah. Well, it's about being deliberate about that narrative. And I don't think you have to have mm-hmm. like the entire narrative figured out preemptively before you do that. But like there's a clear connection of like there's a clear connection of the dots as you're looking back and you're conveying that story. You know, when you're on the job hunt later on, you're looking for career opportunities, you're like telling a story as opposed to like, I didn't really have a plan and I had this job out of high school. So I just stayed there and I didn't really think much about it. And then I took a different job. And then
if the story was, I didn't want to go to college cause I didn't like school. So I just like stayed at home and worked a job. Like that's not a, you know, it's not an impressive story to tell anyone.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be some sort of like underlying like motive. And this is not just about opting out of college, but like if you want to access really cool opportunities for yourself longer term, it's like you have to present yourself as the driving force in your own career narrative. Like I was making these decisions. I was pursuing my own intellectual development. I was pursuing this other thing. Like I was setting targets for myself, working towards them, and then moving to the next target. Because what that's telling to the people on the other side of the table making hiring decisions is like, this is a person who can actually accomplish goals they set out to. This is a person who can like get stuff done. As you were talking, I was thinking back to, I love memoirs. I love like the stories behind people's success story.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about Titan, the memoir about Rockefeller when he was just starting out. And you know, for those who don't know who Rockefeller was, like the wealthiest man in time, during his life, like built like huge player in building the both oil and railroad industries and, a lot of other things. But when he was like first starting out and maybe there's some like color retelling this to whoever was writing this, about him, but he's like recounting when he was first setting out. He was like, I'm in the business of going about starting my business. And the first thing I need to do is go get a job. That job is going to give me more experience. It's going to give me more context. It's going to give me credibility and it's going to allow me to get my foot in the door and ultimately like help me on the path to figuring out what business I want to start. And I remember when I first read that, I was kind of profound to me because it was like, that's so wildly different than the way most of us go about those first few steps is like deliberately thinking, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur. So the first thing I need to go do is check all these other boxes. And the best way I can do that is go get this job. This job is going to enhance my worldview. It's going to give me more. It's basically an education for me. It's going to give me credibility. It's going to be the springboard for all these other goals. And I think that sort of that mindset of like, whatever goal you have, like when you're 18, like it doesn't, who cares if it's like outlandish or people think it's respectable or whatever. Like if that's your goal, that's fine. Figure out like what's the best thing that you can do to like make progress towards that goal right now. Go do that until you have more clarity or until you have a different goal or whatever. Like that's, I think that's a better way at age 18 and even later on to like go about your own education, is like working backwards from the things that are interesting to you that you want to accomplish, these milestones you're working towards, and like just try and move yourself in that direction through whatever means necessary or whatever means that are accessible to you today, until you have a better vision for what you want to work towards. I know that sounds like somewhat like abstract rather than deliberate advice, but there are like deliberate action items that you can take from that.
I think that is the kind of, that is the right advice to give to our 18-year-old selves. Like forget general advice. Like if we're giving advice to ourselves at 18, that's the advice we'd give ourselves. So I think that's very much right. Like go work, make money, like be on the path to achieve, you know, a different level of personal and financial independence for yourself. And, you know, let's just say it's like, hey, that's a 2-year plan. And then at the same time, alongside that, between, you know, kind of creating your own, you know, curriculum, both in terms of, you know, things you're just curious about that you want to learn about, you want to, you know, read a, you want to read a, you know, biography of some, you know, kind of great man, great person who's built something of themselves over time. Like you want to read a book once a month on, you know, someone's memoir, et cetera. And at the same time you're doing that, you know, you want to, you know, hey, like I actually am interested in philosophy. I never formally, you know, took philosophy classes in high school, that if I did, you know, go the college path, like maybe that's something I would really be interested in. Like there's so many resources to kind of give yourself a philosophy 101 education over, you know, 3, 6, 12 months and stuff. But like, you know, I think it's great to give yourself a kind of plan out that short-term timeline of like, hey, 2 years from now, I want to have X amount of dollars in the bank. I want to have worked consistently. I want to have, you know, kind of designed and gone through my own kind of professional and personal educational curriculum. And 2 years from now, I'm going to assess where I'm at and make kind of decisions for myself on a longer time horizon of, hey, instead of, you know, thinking about what I want to do over the next year, like I feel confident I can have a plan of like what I, how I want to spend my time, where I want to see myself on a 3 to 5 year trajectory. And now I'm kind of building, you know, the strategy to, you know, get myself there. I think compared to how, I mean, you know, I went to college because that's what you do. And there wasn't a lot of thought process into that. So just shifting the mindset of I'm intentionally kind of designing and executing, you know, like my life strategy for the first couple of years out of high school, I think that could have been the, you know, the biggest difference in me, you know, probably, you know, getting to that point where I was living more intentionally at like 21, 22 and doing it at 18, 19, like in the grand scheme of things, maybe that's not a big age gap, but you know, I think in that age range, like I think there's a huge difference, you know, kind of figuring, building confidence, like all the different kind of soft skills that you would develop through those kinds of experiences. You're setting yourself up to, you know, just have more control over what you want to do in your life, I think.
Yeah. I want to wrap this up, but I want to end it with kind of a question here that I like to ask. This is my favorite question, even to ask myself, not just younger adults. And I like to do this frequently, is like, what's the best use of my next 12 months, given whatever it is I'm working towards right now? Like what's the best use? Because it's an open-ended question. It forces you to think about sort of all the different things all the different paths that you see emerging in front of you, and kind of like stack rank them against one another in relationship to this specific goal you're working towards. And I think that it allows you to sort of play those things out, those different scenarios, and track your progress towards this stated priority or goal that's important to you. And it allows you to sort of like your imagination to go to work, as opposed to like, I need to know one thing that I'm going to do. It's like, just think about like, how could you spend your time? What's the highest, best use the next 12 months? And think about the different things you could do sort of like compared to, you know, compared against one another, like viewing it through that lens of like opportunity cost over time towards a specific goal. So that's my big question to wrap this up. What's the best use of your next 12 months?
I love it. I think that answers the episode title in one quick sentence there.
All right. We'll be back again soon.